The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's going on, everyone? Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Confessions of a Server podcast. I'm your host, Quaylen Harris, the mind behind Confessions of a Server, where you can find all my relatable and funny restaurant content on Facebook by searching Confessions of a Server, Instagram, Confessions of _ a Server, and I do post restaurant content on my TikToks and YouTube page, and you can find those by searching QHarris8. A little Confessions of a Server news for you. I wrote a BuzzFeed article. It is titled Server Life Pre, During, and Post COVID. And yes, I know we are not post COVID, but that was just a funny, catchy title that I wanted to name this article. So if you go to any of my profiles, click the links, it'll take you straight there. Read it. Let me know what you think. So on this week's episode, I'm going to talk about coworkers. You know, I've talked about coworkers in the past with their relationships, how I don't think it's good to be like a family in a restaurant, just from my opinion and my point of view, because I want to get in and make money. But I've not really talked about coworkers and people I've worked with that I hate. So let's go on and get into an episode about that. This is going to be an episode strictly about annoying coworkers that I've had. Well, I'm not going to name any names, but you know, the different kind of coworkers that are annoying, that you hate to work with, those people that you just see on your schedule and you just know you're going to have a horrible shift. So with that being said, let's hop into this mini rant. Dear slow coworkers, it's amazing that you want to sit here and take your time when you're walking around the dining room. You want to make sure you're ringing in everything perfectly when you're at the POS and checking it 3 times before you actually send it. But the restaurant is too busy for you. I'm too busy for you to be going slow. I don't have time to be standing behind someone taking 5 minutes to ring in drinks and appetizer. Managers, what I need y'all to do is I need y'all to start setting aside a certain POS that only slow people can use. I have to get stuff to my table. I have a sense of urgency gene that these slow people do not have. So I need you guys, you slow people, to just get out of my way whenever I am busy. And also, I don't want to see you in the window trying to expo food. I don't want to see you at the bar trying to run drinks. I don't want to see you trying to stock anything, because just like you're going slow at the POS and walking around the dining room, you do all of that stuff slow as well. Get the tray and go. Run the food. If you are not a quick person during a weekend shift, I don't want to see you at all. Just stay in the dining room and deal with your tables. I will run all your food for you. So if you are listening to this and you're one of my coworkers or anyone's coworkers and you know you are a slow person, please start requesting Saturdays off, because you make me even more frustrated working with you. We all have coworkers that we just don't get along with and eventually just start to hate. You know, it doesn't matter where you are, where you work, what profession you're in, eventually you are going to run into someone that you have to coexist with in your work setting that you just don't get along with. And unfortunately for me in restaurants, it happens more times than none. I even know myself personally, I'm that person that a lot of people hate. Trust me, I've almost gotten into fights with dishwashers and cooks before because they just hated me for no reason. Well, I mean, you start hating me for no reason, but then once I know that I'm pushing a button that you don't like, I continue to push that button, especially if I know you don't like me. I find that amusing. That's the kind of coworker that I am. If you just like let me know a little bit that you don't like me, for instance, there was this one cook that I worked with. I knew that he hated to be called buddy. So you're like, yeah, thanks, buddy. Or thanks, guy. You know, he hated little stuff like that. And one day he just pissed me off for no reason. So every time he would push food in the window, I would always say, thanks, buddy. And he would always respond, I'm not a fucking dog. Don't call me buddy. But I just kept doing it the entire shift. I don't even know why him and I didn't get along, but we just didn't. But, you know, I'm not going to talk about how horrible of a coworker I am. What I want to talk about right now are those kinds of coworkers that I feel like we all have, that we all have like a similar hate for. And the first one is that coworker that never pays attention to anything that they do. You know, that coworker that's always running food to the wrong table, running drinks to the wrong table, that coworker right there. I don't understand how people, this is your job and you don't take it serious enough to just like read the ticket, see what table number you're going to. And then the thing is, like, they just take it there. They're just like, oops. Oh, well, like, and why don't these people ever get in trouble? I do little stuff and get in trouble. Like, okay, I am a person who shows up 5 minutes late every single shift. It's just my thing. And sometimes I get yelled at for it. I'm like, you guys know that like I'm going to show up late. But when I'm here, I'm working hard. I'm working my ass off no matter what. I'm not messing up, so on and so forth. But these people will legitimately cost the restaurant money by running food to the wrong table. Or I can't even think of like other things that they do that they just don't pay attention for. But yet they never get in trouble. And that's like the first kind of coworker that I hate. And when I'm saying these, like, if I see you doing these little things, like, that's when I stop talking to you. I stop like wanting to be your friend. I start pulling back because my dislike is eventually going to turn into hate. And I don't want to surround myself with those kind of people. Even at work, like, I want to be around the people who are the hard workers, who can have fun, who can laugh and joke and still get their job done. Not those who laugh, joke, and can't do your job. Like, that's not the kind of people that I want to be around. Which brings me to the second kind of coworker I hate. I don't even know, like, if I could explain this kind of coworker in like a short sentence, but do you have that coworker that just doesn't care? And not like doesn't care. It's like they've been working at a place 2 to 3 years and they still don't know the menu. Like, they're still asking people certain things that's been on the menu since they've started. And they just don't pick up on stuff. Like, they're asking new people about things on a menu or how to do stuff or where things are, like dry storage and the walk-in and stuff like that. Am I the only one that has to deal with these coworkers consistently? Is it like the places that I'm working at are hiring these dummies? I'm sorry, I don't want to be mean, but these people are dummies. How do you work somewhere for multiple weeks, months, years, and not just by osmosis pick up on some of this stuff? Like, I've dealt with so many, I've dealt with coworkers that are there and in restaurants before me asking me stuff and little things like sizes of steaks, like what comes in our salads, like what do you top soups with, stuff like that, that like you should easily know. People never, like, there's, I have coworkers that would never pick up on these little things. I'm like, you legitimately work 7 days a week. How does this stuff just not sit in your brain? Like, how do you care? How do you not care that much that you literally just wipe your brain every time you leave this and you are starting over every single day? As if, like, you come in every single shift like as if you're a new person. And these are also the people who, when it gets busy, they just don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle themselves. Like, and they're always around my section. They always can't handle more than their 2-table section that they have, to the point where, like, they're walking out the kitchen with nothing in their hands because they're so flustered. Oh my gosh, I have to go greet this table. Can you run these drinks to me? You're going that way. Take your drinks, drop your drinks off, and then go greet your table. Like, oh my gosh. I'm getting frustrated because that literally happened one shift. Like, this girl, she was just so ditzy and just so out there. That exact scenario happened. She was so flustered with her 2-table section. She got drinks for her 1 table. And as she was going back to get her drinks and ring them in, she was getting sat with another table. She's like, I can't take these drinks to my other table. Can you run them for me? And me, I'm thinking she had like bar drinks. So I'm like, yeah, I'll run these drinks to your table. So I pick up the 2 glasses and I'm following her out, and she's walking to her other table with nothing in her hands. And it was at that day that I said, I dropped off the drinks because guests come first. You know, I got to make sure that they're taken care of. But I literally told her once we went back in the kitchen, I said, why couldn't you take those drinks to your table? I had to go take my other order. I said, you were walking right next to your table. You could drop those off and go and took the order for the other table. She's like, oh, I guess I didn't think about that. And I said, yes, I am never helping you ever again. I said that to her. My manager was right there next to me. She was like, Quaylen, stop. I'm like, no. Like, there's no reason. Like, if I was to do something like that, it would be unacceptable. Like, my managers would literally sit me down like, Quaylen, you're better than this. Why is this person being able to get away with it just because they're that ditzy and they're that dumb? Okay, I'm fine now. I'm fine now. But the last coworker that I know we all hate, and if you don't hate this kind of coworker, you are probably this coworker, and I say the best for last, that is the work snitch. One of the last places that I worked legitimately had 4 or 5 people who were work snitches in one restaurant. Would work the same exact shifts. I had to deal with 4 or 5 people who are the work snitch during one shift, like multiple times. And it was legitimately the worst. Two of them were managers. Like, and these are just like personal things. Like, so like I told you before, I show up late. All my managers know that. It doesn't matter what time I am going to be scheduled. I am probably going to be 5 to 10 minutes late. I could be sitting in the parking lot 15 minutes before my shift and I'm still going to be 5 to 10 minutes late. You could schedule me for 3:30, wanting me to be there at 4, and somehow I will still show up at 4:05. Because I knew you wanted me to be there at 4. Like, that's just the thing. And my managers know this. And most of the time, they're fine with it. Because once I clock in, I'm there. I'm in my zone. I'm ready to work. My table's going to be taken care of. I'm going to run food. You don't have to worry about me at all. Just let me get that little 5-10 minutes to be late to get myself mentally prepared for this fucking shift. There were people who would legitimately tell on me every single time. Oh my gosh, Quaylen's late again. Like, run into my managers. And me and some of my managers were cool. And they're like, yep, so-and-so tried to tell on you again. And I'm like, of course, because they're fucking snitches. That's all they do. When I first started Confessions of a Server, I was at this restaurant where there was work snitches. And I would try to, like, do little updates of me, like, while I'm at work. Or, you know, there was one time there was a little kid who just kept running back and forth during one of the aisles, just running back and forth. And I was at, like, the perfect position to get them, like, run past me and then run past the wall and then come back and do it. And I was trying to record. One of the work snitches just told on me. And my manager pulled me aside, who was also a work snitch, was like, oh, well, we can't have that because if their parents sees it and blah, blah, blah. I said, their parents aren't going to fucking see it. It's going into my Snapchat story. They don't follow me. Like, there's no way for them to see it. So, oh my gosh, I have so many stories about work snitches and people telling on me that it's just so bad. Like, why are you like that? I know that there are sometimes people are just trying to get ahead and they want to become a manager. So they feel like they need to tell on every single person to show the manager that they're trustworthy and stuff like that. But you don't know what you're doing. Once you get into that management position, none of your servers or bartenders are going to respect you. None of them are going to trust you because they know you are a snitch. The best kind of manager is a manager that I know I can come to with whatever problem I want to bring to you or whatever is on my mind I want to bring to you. If I just want to vent about something, if something's going on, I know that I can come to you and you are going to be cool, or you're going to keep it between you and us. And listen, I know that there are some scenarios in a restaurant where, yes, you take that to a manager because you're getting treated wrong by a certain coworker. This happened and you feel uncomfortable. Yes, take those problems to your managers. That's not you being a snitch. That's you looking out for yourself, looking out for your work environment, trying to get something taken care of that should not have happened. That's a lot different than telling on me because I'm not carrying a tray when I have 3 drinks, which is something else that has happened. At this restaurant, we always had to carry a tray if you had 3 or more drinks. I have gorilla hands. My hands are fucking huge. I can carry 4 drinks in one hand. I normally only carry 3, but I can carry 4. I would always get told because I never carried a tray. I shouldn't have made this podcast because I'm getting really frustrated right now. And no, I don't work with any of these people anymore. I currently do not work with none of these coworkers. But I'm sitting here getting real frustrated thinking about them. It's 10 o'clock in the morning and I already need a drink. Just thinking about the shit I had to deal with these coworkers. Like, let me do my job. I'm doing my job. I'm going to take care of guests. I'm going to make sure everything is taken care of. Like, you don't need to sit here and micromanage me as a server. Yes, there are some out there. The person who I just mentioned before, who can't even remember what's on the menu, you micromanage that person. Don't micromanage one of your best servers when they're doing their job and you have no complaints ever. They're getting the most compliments. They're the ones making the most money, the best tips, because they're taking care of your tables. Those are the servers you don't have to micromanage. I don't care if it's a stupid rule that you have to carry a tray if you have more than 2 drinks. Oh, you know what? I'm done. What are some of the coworkers that y'all hate? I need y'all to go on and DM me or send me an email. Let me know. I posted a story about this earlier this week, and I had a lot of really good DMs that were sent to me, but I'm going to go on and make this a post because I feel like everyone needs to read some of these stories about these coworkers that y'all had to deal with. I have still in my DMs right now over 300 that I'm going to get to. I promise you, I will get to yours. If I haven't got to yours yet, I will. But I'm going to go on and make this a post. And I need y'all to go on and comment on the post some of the coworkers that y'all hate. So we all like to assume that we're just the perfect coworker, right? Like, we never do anything bad. We help out when we can. We're running the most amount of food ever. We all just have that in our mind that we are just the best employee and coworker ever. Everyone except for me. I know that I can F up. I know I have my days. And for this story time today, I am going to tell y'all about one of the worst shifts I ever worked. It didn't have to do anything with the customers. It didn't have to do anything with the coworkers. It was all me. I was that coworker that everyone hated because I just kept messing up. It was very early in my serving career. Within the first hour, I walk in, and you remember how I said earlier that I'm always late? This shift, I was actually on time. I was like 5 minutes early, and I don't know why I remember that, but it's just something that always sticks out of my head. I just remember this whole day so vaguely because it was such a horrible day. It was one of my first times with like a larger section where my managers and stuff were trusting me, seeing if I could do well, you know? Oh boy, my very first table was a first and one of the only times I've ever spilled drinks at a table, but I didn't just spill drinks at a table. I spilled raspberry iced tea all over a lady. Like, the cup tipped over onto my tray and went all down this lady's head. Oh, gosh. And it was the first time that I was ever working with this hourly manager. This first time I ever met her. And the look she gave me was like, are you effing serious, new person? Because she was a teacher, so she didn't work during the year. She would only pick up like in the summer and stuff like that. So I was already scared of this front of house manager. I didn't want to do anything wrong after this. So that's how my shift started. Going into the shift, I was running food. And if you ever work for Outback, you know are the vegetables come in bags. Whatever. We steam them in bags, you throw them in the microwave, and you dump them out, and you dump them on a tray, you take them out to the table. Well, I was trying up food, and I left broccoli in the bag when I ran the food to the table. So, of course, the table is pissed. Like, why is the broccoli in the bag? And yeah, it was me. I couldn't even lie and say I didn't mean to do it. I was just being that careless fuck up of a coworker this day. And that was like the second thing that happened. Progressively, things got a little bit better, but I was still messing up here and there. I think I ran drinks to a wrong table. I didn't quite know all my table numbers perfectly yet, so I was running food to the wrong tables or walking by the tables and like turning around like, oh no, this is your food right here, you know, when you're trying to like count in your head and stuff like that. But it all came to a head. The cherry on top of everything, like I said, it was at Outback. We topped our own potatoes. We have our potato well where it's butter, sour cream, cheese, chives. On one side, we had honey butter of one side of the window, and on the other side of the window, you had horseradish. Because if you had someone who got a sweet potato, you put honey butter, cinnamon, and sugar on it. Well, this lady ordered a sweet potato, and I'm trying up the food. I take it out, and it was my table. Luckily, it was my table. That's one thing that I was thankful for. I take the food out, the sweet potato. She calls me over like a minute. She wasn't mad, bless her heart. I would have been pissed. But she calls me over and she's like, my sweet potato just tastes really bitter. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me see what's wrong. Let me go get another one. So I go back, I ask for another sweet potato. And as I'm topping the sweet potato, one of my coworkers walks by and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm topping the sweet potato. Like, I'm doing my job. I'm trying to be an awesome person because I've been messing up all shift. She's like, yeah, you just put horseradish on that sweet potato. The honey butter is on the other side. I'm like, oh my gosh. And she literally looked at me and said, are you stupid? And I'm like, no, I'm just having the worst day ever. And I like walk out of the kitchen without the sweet potato. I go over to the table. I'm like, you know what? I know why your sweet potato was bitter. It's because I put horseradish on it and not honey butter. Luckily, just like I said, the lady laughed. Her husband laughed. It was just so funny. And then I went back and got her sweet potato and everything like that. But yeah, that's a story about when I was probably the worst coworker ever because I kept messing up. And a few of the times, like I said, it was just for my table. So that was, I was thankful for that. But no, I was like running drinks to the wrong table. And it was all one shift. This is one of those shifts that would either like make or break someone. Like for someone who's not as strong-willed as I am, they probably would have quit after the shift that they had. That's how much I messed up. And this is before I knew I could go into a walk-in and cry, or else I would have. I would have cried man tears because of how much I was messing up. But my manager was like, it's okay. Like he sat me down at the end of the shift. He's like, are you good? Are you okay? Like my proprietor. I'm like, yeah, I just had an off day. Like I'm just trying to get used to it. And he was like, all right, just wanted to make sure you were good or anything like that. Like a couple of my coworkers thought I was drunk. I'm like, no, I'm just acting drunk. I'm completely sober. yeah, but we all been there. If you think that, if you say you haven't been there, you have. You've been that coworker that everyone hates. So get out your mind right now and just admit it. You've been the fuck up coworker before. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Confessions of a Server podcast. If you did send me a DM or a story about your horrible coworker or horrible coworker experience that you have, like I said earlier, I'm going to get to them. There's about 300 that I got to read through. And next week, I'll start off with some of my favorites. I'm going to read some of my favorites to start off next week's podcast episode. So make sure you tune in next week to hear if I read your stories. Also, while you're at it, make sure you're subscribed to all my social medias. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast and make sure you are following the One Star Podcast Network and the other podcasts that I am affiliated with. They are all restaurant podcasts, so make sure you're following them as well. All right. Oh, one last thing. Please, if you haven't already, check out the link in my bio. It's my BuzzFeed article. Just give it a click. Read through it and let me know what you think. Let me know if you want more BuzzFeed articles about our industry, about server life, bartender life, so on and so forth. All right. Thanks again for listening. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Peace out.